With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Even as President Trump hints he'd like to bring an end to the war, Iran says it has no plans to ease its attacks abroad.
We're seeing continued attacks on energy infrastructure across the Gulf Arab states. It just puts more pressure on global energy prices that seem to only be going up. The top military spokesman there issued a statement warning that Iran's enemies would not be safe on beaches or recreational areas anywhere around the world. This is a threat that analysts had been warning about, that Iran could return to using militant attacks abroad.
Correspondent John Gambrell. A bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security has failed to advance in the Senate.
Pressure is growing as lines get longer at airports and TSA workers aren't getting paid. Democrats did not provide the support needed to move the funding measure toward final passage. Washington Democrat Patty Murray says after the deaths of two people in Minneapolis, the focus is on cleaning up ICE.
The American people have had enough of this rogue agency.
North Dakota Republican John Hoeven says the Trump administration has made a real common sense good offer.
As people understand what's on the table, and of course with these TSA lines, I think there's a real demand there by the public.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Cuba is again without electricity as the power grid there collapses for a third time this month.
The outage comes as the communist regime battles with a decaying infrastructure. Cuban leaders also face a U.S.-imposed oil blockade. The state-owned Cuban Electric Union reports a total blackout across the island without giving cause for the outage. Cuban authorities say they're working to restore power.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Qatar says that six people have been confirmed killed in a Qatari helicopter crash in the Persian Gulf's nation territorial water. They didn't clarify the nationality of the dead or say if they were civilian or military. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that a lot of kids are using AI chatbots.
About two-thirds of all American kids ages 13 to 17, according to the latest from the Pew Research Center. Critics say that's a problem. While teens say they mostly use the chatbots to help them with schoolwork, research indicates that a lot of them are also turning to them for advice about serious life issues, the kind of thing they ought to be taking up with their parents or their pastor. Some bots have also been enabled to provide, quote, erotic content to their users. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates are warning that hate crimes laws in Europe are leading to restrictions on people of faith. International Christian Concern says Europe's Digital Services Act can affect speech even in the U.S. because it incentivizes companies to comply with its requirements and revise their worldwide content moderation policies. From politics to religion, online content is being classified as hate speech. This is SRN News. Hawaii is experiencing its worst flooding in more than 20 years.
Hawaii officials are telling people in areas hard hit by floods to evacuate, like north of Honolulu, where raging waters have lifted cars and homes. Heavy rains have been falling on soil already saturated by downpours from a winter storm a week ago. Governor Josh Green says around 200 people have been rescued.
Everyone's worked together. The National Guard has been out there. Our military, active military duty has been there for us. And citizens everywhere have been taking care of each other. That's what you do. In Hawaii. That is what we are as an ohana.
The governor says flooding could cause $1 billion in damage, including to schools, roads, airports, and people's homes. I'm Donna Water.
Robert S. Mueller III, the FBI director who transformed the nation's premier law enforcement into a terrorism fighting force after the September 11th attacks, has died. He was 81. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.